Let the sun be shining. That's right. That's an old saying, Claudette Sim.
I've said it like that a lot.
Yeah. Fair at 11, that's right.
Because I try to figure out what to put on when I'm going out to go to work in the morning. And,
right, that's right. That's right.
I always hit it wrong somehow.
Lots of times signs fail.
Yeah.
Especially in dry weather.
Yeah. Now, what about the boards on the side of the house, you know? Houses made out of planks
board,
or something.
Board, you told them about.
Yeah.
Well, you want to know the name of that? There's a weatherboard, then there's one they call a shiplap. One's a tongue and groove. Most of them is this, we call a shiplap, I believe they call it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When I built our show in 39, I had the lumber, I cut it and had it dressed and keel dried, and it had a shiplap, that is, it was cut out, and then about an inch, it fitted on and it came over.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
That broke the crack. They call that a shiplap, I believe, yes.
Okay.
And plain weatherboard, just. It's just lapped, you know.
Just one on top of the other.
Yeah, just lap it. Just lap it about an inch. I put up many a siding of that. You know, it's carpeting. Just plain weatherboard. But that other ship lap, you can draw it down, and the inside of this is smooth and just a little crack in it. See, it breaks it out there, and it's
uh-huh.
It's tight.
Uh-huh.
If it's keel dry, it won't shrink, but no green lumber lots of time will shrink, you know. It's not keel. If it's keel dried, it won't shrink.
Yeah.
See, that's keel dried. It's dried and goes through a heat process and dried it, keel dried it.
Mm-hmm. That's sort of pre-shrunk.
Yeah, pre-shrunk. Pre-shrunk,
mm-hmm.
That's right.
What would you call the part in the roof, you know, where the two parts of the house come together and makes a corner there?
Well, you mean the gable or something up there? You mean the top of it?
When what's in the low part? You got one part at the top and then you got a low part.
What do you mean, the ceiling and the floor?
Yeah.
That's the floor now. And then the other part of the floor in there, we got sleepers and sills, you know. And you put, you can sheet that and do now, and then put the floor on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it lots tighter and warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the tile on top of that. That's where this one is built.
Yeah. All right. But what about on the roof where, you might have two parts of the house. One goes this way and one goes this way, and they kind of come in and meet there. And the water runs down that slope.
Yeah. Gutter?
Yeah.
Well, that's a valley, we call that.
Okay.
Valley. That's a gutter, too. It comes down to a valley. Then you have to have valley tin put in there and then leave a trench in there. Put a one before and then cover it, go up to it and you take that out, that leaves your valley in there, see.
That keeps it from leaking in there?
Yeah, yes. That's why that leaves your valley, make a valley. It's cheap, you shingle house, you know, I have shingle.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in shingle. Solid shingle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And people used to home rob them too, you know. Furrow them. Like board, drive them, split them, and you'd have to put them in a buck place there and have a horse light and